And happy Resurrection Day. Amen. We want to welcome all of our visitors today. We'll be having communion after a while, and you're welcome to participate in that part of the service with us. When we take communion, you're more than welcome to. Make sure you get a Sunday handout. It's in black and white today because I forgot to get the right color of cartridge. I had good intentions, but I picked up the wrong color. But it's still readable. So everything you need to know about what's going on is in there. Pastor's going to be preaching for us this morning. Amen. The same Spirit that rose Jesus from the dead has brought him back to us again. Amen. So we're excited that they're in the house of the Lord today, and he has a word from the Lord for all of us today. So we want you just to participate in worship today as we come before our resurrected Savior this morning. Amen. So let's stand this morning. I just want to share a few things with you. The tomb is empty. Won't you come and see? Amen. And we're all here today because of that. Amen. On the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb early in the morning while it was still dark and saw the stone removed from the tomb. Death could not contain the one who poured himself out in love. The light floods the once dark cave and fills the entire world with hope. The debt has been paid. The last enemy has been defeated. Hell has been conquered. The captives have been liberated. Love has triumphed. And heaven's gates have been opened wide. He is alive. And all those who stand at the altar of the cross, believing in his promise, shall live forevermore. Through his passion, his obedience unto death, and his resurrection, he welcomes us into the very life of the Trinity. When we embrace the implications of that empty tomb, we begin to live in eternity even now. We understand that he holds the future, our future, and the future of this whole world that he still loves. Amen. God has not forgotten you in the bigger scope of his plan, because you're right in the middle of it today. So don't think that you've been lost, that you've been forgotten. Amen. That he has a plan for you. Because the Bible tells us in Jeremiah, I know the plans that I have for you, says the Lord, to give you a future, a hope, and an expected end. So if you're right in the middle of a circumstance this morning and you're thinking, I don't know what's going on, I don't know what's going to happen, I don't know how this is going to work out, I want you to rest today in the amazing grace of God. Amen. I want you to rest in him today. So let's lift our hands this morning. Father, we're so thankful for the gift that you gave to us, for that gift of Christmas. And had it not been for Christmas, the birth of our Savior, there would be no celebration of Easter today. There would be no celebration of resurrection today. And we're so thankful for the Son, the only Son that you gave us, Father, that we could have life and that we could have it abundantly. And we celebrate you today, Jesus, that you willingly walk this earth as a man, as a person, went through everything that we're going through now, to go to the cross and die for us, that we could have life and have it abundantly while we're here on this earth, that we don't have to wait till we get to heaven to have an abundant life. We can have it here now on this earth. Thank you for every person that has walked through those doors today, God, that they're not going to leave here like they came, in Jesus' name, but they're going to hear a word from you today that's going to just radically impact them, because your word is a sure thing, a settled thing for every person here today. And we're so thankful for that. And the church said, amen.
Hallelujah, church. Hallelujah. It's good to be here once again on a Sunday morning. Amen. But it's even better to be here on Easter morning. Amen. It's good to know that somebody cared enough for us to save us from ourselves. Oh, yeah. Hey, we have nobody to blame but ourselves. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. The Lord I serve, he's an awesome God. Hallelujah. Celebrate. He's alive.
liberation. The God of our salvation set us free. Death by his sting, the curse of sin is broken. The empty tomb stands open, come and see. He's alive, 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 hallelujah. Alive, praise and glory to the Lamb. Alive, 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 hallelujah. Alive, forever, amen. Let my heart sing out. For Christ the one and only, so powerful and holy, rescued me. Death won't hurt me now, because he has redeemed me. No grave will ever keep me from my King. I'm alive, 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 hallelujah. Alive, praising glory to the Lamb. Alive, 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 hallelujah. Alive, forever, amen. Yes, I'm alive, 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 hallelujah. Alive, praising glory to the Lamb. Alive, 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 hallelujah. Alive, forever, amen. Worthy is the Lamb,
worthy of the praise.
Worthy is the one who has overcome the grave. Let the people dance, let the people sing.
Worthy is the mighty.
Say, worthy.
Worthy is the Lamb, worthy of the praise.
Worthy is the one who has overcome the grave. Let the people dance, let the people sing.
Worthy is the mighty.
Say, worthy.
Heavenly Father, I just thank you for the givers of this church, Lord God. I thank you for the tithes and the offerings, Lord. I just thank you, Heavenly Father. I thank you because I know that they give and you give right back, Lord, because they can't outgive you and they will not outgive you, Lord God. That's the word. I just thank you for that. Now, Lord God, I thank you for blessing each individual. I thank you for blessing everyone, Lord God, that take place in taking care of this church. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Is this not something to be happy about? Oh, hallelujah. You know, I read some of the Old Testament, and I've read enough of the Old Testament to understand that it'd be kind of hard to sacrifice animals every time you committed a sin. I do believe that God saw fit to send his son for us for the simple fact there was a task laid out before us. We could not conquer that. He simply fixed it for us. He simplified life. He simplified us belonging to him. He made a way that it was a path we can follow that path a lot better than we can follow the rules and regulations of the Old Testament. See, that's two entities. One's before, one's after. I like the after. I like the fact that he cared enough for us to come and save us. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. One day when heaven was filled with his praises, one day when sin was as black as could be, Jesus came forth to be born of a virgin, dwelt among men, my Redeemer is he.
Oh, someday the trumpet will sound for his coming. One day the skies with his glory will shine. Wonderful day my beloved one's bringing. My Savior Jesus is mine. Living he loved me. Dying he saved me. Buried he carried my sins far away. Rising he justified freely forever. And one day he's coming. Oh glorious day. Oh glorious day. Oh glorious day. One day the trumpet
awesome day, amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Boy, I like it when it's like this in church, amen? Amen? You know, I remember back in the day, I'd be this loud at a party. Oh, I can go to a basketball game and I can yell at the top of my lungs, amen? And you know what? They don't even give you a blessing for that. They don't give you a praise for that either, you know that? But the God I serve will, he'll send you down a blessing when you praise him, amen? You know, he'll help you out of a jam when you send up the praises to him. Ain't that right? So you know what? Instead of me being bashful about the Lord, because sometimes we get out in public and we're kind of bashful about what we know about the Lord. Amen. You know, we might not want to portray that Jesus Christ is our Lord and Savior to maybe a good friend of ours because we might not like what he might think about it. Well, I'm going to tell you something. Your good friend ain't going to take you to heaven. Your Lord and Savior is going to do that. Your good friend is not going to pour you out a blessing. Your Lord and Savior is going to do that too. Amen? So sometimes we get our priorities in line. That helps us in life just a little bit more. Amen. It helps us to lift up our hands to the Lord. Amen. Help us to glorify. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Here we go, Kenzie.
Seated above, enthroned in this Father's love.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Y'all help me out, church.
Destined to die, poured out for all mankind. God's only Son, perfect and spotless one. And he never sinned, but suffered as if he did. All of testimony, everyone overcomes. We will overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of
my spirit, somebody that's wanting to do something, but they're holding back from asking God for help. Don't do that. You ask God for help. I don't know. You ask God for help. That's what He wants you to do. He wants you to help. He wants to help you. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, God. That's awesome. Hallelujah. Woo. Anybody in here a believer? Amen. I believe in the Lord, y'all. Amen. Hallelujah. You know what? How far can we go if we don't believe? Amen. Hallelujah. Woo! It's Sunday morning, y'all. Amen. It's good to be in the house of God. Amen. Anybody in here like to have fun? Well, let's have some fun. That the power in His name. I believe that He died to prove.
an ordinary man. I believe he left his wicked spirit. I believe he wants to fill every man. I believe his mercy every morning. I believe he's the Ancient of Days. I believe his thoughts are always on us. And I believe he's forever the same. He will build his church. His church will not be made by hands. On this rock we will make a stand. The gates of hell will not prevail. Unity of brothers. I believe that we're different yet the same. I believe we're two or more are gathered. He's in the midst. He's taking away the shame. I believe we can say to the mountain, be rooted up and cast into the sea. I believe when we pray without doubting, the lame will walk and the blind are going to see. He will build his church. This church will not be made by hands. On this rock we will make a stand. The gates of hell will not prevail.
When I was in Bible school years and years ago, that's one of the things we were taught. He's coming back. Yes, yes, yes. And growing up, even now listening in the household, you can hear your mom and your dad talk about that their kids is going to leave house, but they're coming back. And you know what? They're bringing more with them, Brother Bob. What do you say to that? But you know what? The God I serve is an awesome God. He is awesome enough that he laid his life down for me. He did that. He hung on a cross for me. He did that as well. He got pierced in his side for me. He got beat on for me. He had a crown of thorns stuck in his head for me. He had the flesh torn from his body for me. He had to carry his cross for me. Amen?
Cardo, speaking of that cross, I want you to be seated just a minute because I want you to do something today. It's been a while since we've done this, but I think it's just sometimes you need to do something to show, let your eyes see, let your ears hear, and let your mouth say what you know. And we have our cross up here in the front, and what I'd like for you to do, if you've got a very, very one specific prayer request, I know we some of us have a bunch, but I mean one thing that today is just, Lord God, this one thing. Our ushers are going to pass you out a piece of paper. And what I want you to do, when you get that prayer request, when you get it written out, I want you to come up here and hang it on the cross. There's a nail up there, and you just put that thing, and you say, okay, now I'm leaving that with God. Too many times we give it to God, and the time we've left the church, we've taken everything back on our shoulders, and we're burdened down. Folks, what's the church all about? The church is for you to come and for you to say, okay, God, here's everything. And you walk out of here free, knowing that He is in control and He's taking care of it. Amen? So this is what I want you to do. I want you to, however the ushers want to do it, just raise your hand. That's it. Raise your hand if you want to write a prayer request in, okay? And they'll hand you, one of these young boys here will hand you a piece of paper. Okay, Carla, we'll just keep. Okay. Okay. You know, talking about last year's Easter, February 4th last year, and I know all of you know the story. February 4th last year, our pastor, my husband, died. 30 minutes later, God brought him back.
Amen.
And we've spent February and March recovering, and we came here last Easter, our first service back. And I want you to know that regardless of what he's been through this year, he's back today because of the power of the cross. The power of the cross, and because of what Jesus did on that cross. Because he took everything, church. He took your pain. He took your sickness. He took your sorrow. He took your grief. He took everything.
Every day I come to you to lift my voice to honor you and worship you. Every hour of every day I kneel down my heart to pray and worship you.
are the most holy, almighty, beloved, the ever-living God.
You're the Savior of the world.
You're the Savior of the world.
Lord, you are the most holy, almighty, beloved, the ever-living God.
Receive communion now. If a couple of our guys will come on up, we're going to go back doing a little bit different this morning. So we're going to start with this side, and we're going to come up, receive the communion, hold on to it, and just stay up here, find you a place and stay. And then pastor's going to come up and pray over the communion as we receive it. So we'll just guys will get ready. And if for some reason you can't come up here, just stay where you're at, and we'll have one of the ushers to bring them back to you, okay? Okay, we'll start with you all. Just row by row, come on up, and find you a place with your family, and we're going to receive the Lord's communion this morning together as a body of believers, amen. And after everyone receives it, hold on to it, and pastor's going to come up and pray over it. Amen. You guys may kind of want to just move over toward the wall a little bit.
You. we stand in your presence, taking the step forward. For your word says, he who comes to me, I will in no wise cast out. And we stand here this morning, Lord God, in the hope of the resurrection, knowing that you did everything that was necessary for our salvation. And when you said it's finished, you meant it was finished. And you told your disciples that the night that you broke the bread and you gave it to them, and you said, take this and eat of it. It's my body that was broken for you. As often as you do this, do it in remembrance of me until I come. And so now, Lord God, we partake of the bread of life, representing Jesus Christ. Amen. And after you took the bread, you took the cup, and you said, this cup is my blood that was shed for you. As we stand in your presence, Lord God, we know it's that blood that made us white as snow. It's that shed blood that this cup represents, that brought us from death to life, that brought us from unrighteousness to righteousness, that brought us from brokenness to wholeness. And the blood will never lose its power. And Lord God, as you said, do this in remembrance of me until I come. We receive this cup in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Just spend some time in the presence of the Lord right now.
Shake off.
Says in Psalm 103, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all of his benefits, who forgiveth all your iniquities and heals all your diseases. If you've got something going on in your life right now, I'm getting ready to pray, and I want you to receive your answer for it. I mean, you don't receive because you come down front. You don't receive because of anything other than the fact that you reach out in faith to God and say, God, here I am. This is what I need, and I'm believing you for it. And I know that we've heard testimonies over the last few weeks of people that have prayed and about situations in their lives, and they were really struggling in that area, and God has given them breakthroughs. So, Father, in the name of Jesus right now, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, as your people stand here and sit here before you, and as you, Lord God, look down upon us, and as you receive from us, Lord God, that crying out as your apostle Peter did when he said, Lord, help me, I'm sinking. And you reached out and you helped him. And Lord God, I know that there are needs here this morning. There are physical needs. Their emotional needs, their family needs, their financial needs. But I know, Lord God, that you said that you supply all of our need according to your riches and glory in Christ Jesus. That you've given us everything that pertains to life and godliness. And according to your word, we receive that from you right now. We receive that blessing, Lord God. We receive the answer their requests. As they call upon you, as they whisper out, Lord, touch my body. Lord, touch my finances. Lord, touch my spouse. Touch my family. Whatever they need, Lord God, as we look to you, and we thank you for it. We pray for our nation. We pray for the situation that's going on in the world. Lord God, that men and women of God will rise up and take a stand and trust you. Not succumb to the world, not give in to the tragedy or to the fear, but stand in faith, trusting in you, knowing that you have the final say so. And Lord God, I thank you for your blessing right now, that no one leaves here like they came. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
And if you came in late and you didn't get a chance to give your offering, there's an offering bucket sitting on the back. As you leave this morning, you can put your offering back there. And I just want to share one real quick thing before you come up. Okay, I won't preach, I promise.
That's fine.
But what Pastor was, they started, Pastor LeVar started singing that song about being redeemed. What I saw was a recycle bin. And I started thinking, I'm so glad that we're not recycled. You know, the green thing is really popular, saving stuff so the earth won't get polluted and all that. You know, I want you to know today that you're not recycled. So you don't have to go to the recycle bin and find your old self, because it is truly dead and gone.
Amen.
Amen. You received that word this morning. You are not recycled. God has saved you, and you are a brand new person in Him. I don't know what happened in the past. That's where it's at, is the past. And you cannot go forward by looking in your rearview mirror.
That's right.
If you continually drive down the road and you're constantly looking in your rearview mirror, you're going to run into the person in front of you.
Yes.
Amen. So let it go. Amen. Just raise your hand right now and say, I let all of it go.
I'm
not recycled.
I'm not recycled.
I am redeemed.
I am redeemed.
Why? Because of the blood of Jesus.
Amen.
And that's what we're celebrating today, is our victory in Him. You are not recycled.
Amen.
But you've been redeemed, and you are a brand new person. Amen.
Amen.
Good to have you back.
Hallelujah.
Pastor.